there. I'm Andy Truscott, Program Officer with the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host today. My guests today are Dr. Joanne Belingit, who's been with Poetry Out Loud for 14 years, and Dr. Tracy Curry, who's just entering her fourth year with Poetry Out Loud. Dr. Belingit and Dr. Curry are both the teaching artists and coaches for this year's Poetry Out Loud competition, which is starting registration right now. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts, Joanne and Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good morning. Yes, it's a great morning.
For our listeners who don't know what Poetry Out Loud is, can you share a little bit about what this program is?
Well, Poetry Out Loud is a national program that is sponsored by the Poetry Foundation, the NEA, and state agencies like the Delaware Division of the Arts. And it's been going since 2005. And the program encourages students to engage with great poems. And they are a wide range of poems, thousands of poems, and thousands of wonderful poets, and broken down into engaging topics for students to search at poetryoutloud.org and recite their poems. This is a recitation contest where students perform other poets' poems and compete for props and prizes.
And I was actually going to just jump in and say that it can go as far back as Shakespeare to even contemporary to right now, as recent as artists who are alive and well doing writing poetry and publishing, even within the past few months, right? It's all ages, all creeds, race, cultures across the board.
How do students participate in Poetry Out Loud?
Students who are interested in participating in Poetry Out Loud can talk to their teachers at school, and we have an ongoing list, mostly of teachers at schools that have participated before. And we're contacting everyone right now to remind them that registration is open for the new 2023 season of Poetry Out Loud. Students who want to participate, the first thing they might do is go to poetryoutloud.org and click on the menu on the left-hand side that says Browse Collections and look at some of the collections of poems that they can read through and find a poem that speaks to them. The contest requires students to choose three poems eventually, but there are so many poems that they've collected them into topics at this link at poetryoutloud.org, which is Browse Collections. There's humor and satire, social justice and equality, celebrating Hispanic heritage and culture. There's winter, there's autumn, there's poems of protest, there's poems of sorrow and grief. There are poems about water, love. You could type in the word zombie and find a poem or poems. So it's a very searchable site. The first thing they should do is read some poems.
For those who are interested in U.S., how do they participate? How can they take part? One of the key things is that Dr. Belingit and I have been talking about is that if you are a part of an organization, and it may not even be a high school, but you just have a passion for poetry and reading different poems and different artists and different contemporary artists, for example, and you're connected to a community organization or a library, or that they can be an active participant and contestant in with the organization beyond just their high school. Because some high schools may not want to participate, right? The goal and emphasis has been for the past however many years, high school, if I'm correct, it now, over the recent years, now have been including community organizations that can register, libraries that can register, and serve as a site and a support for those contestants and students who want to Yeah, be a part of the competition and the contest.
So it would be fair to say that it's not just tied to schools or high schools at this point. These kind of competitions, the state level, could happen in libraries, community centers, but it needs to be organized by a formal organization. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so if students found a group of students that wanted to participate, but their school wasn't running a competition, what would be the best way for them to organize something like this with an adult?
Well, we are still in the process of learning what that looks like. But one of the key things is if there is an adult that they can connect to, and that adult is connected to an organization like the community center down here. I'm going to just throw out this since we're in Delaware, like the William Hick Anderson Community Center or one of the libraries. They can go to a specific contact. That contact can contact us as the coordinators, as the teaching artists. And then we would point them in the right direction to register as an organization.
Yes, and that registration is at arts.delaware.gov/poetryoutloud. And a teacher or adult in an organization then will have to go online and use the registration form at the Delaware Division of the Arts website to register. And they'll find the email address and phone number also of DDOA program manager Sheila Ross, who can help them coordinate registering if they run into any questions.
Oh. What do you think is one of the most important learning outcomes that comes from Poetry Out Loud participation?
Well, what I've seen is most students who were hesitant or nervous about getting up on a stage and reciting poems in front of an audience tell me, when I talk to them about that hesitation, that they didn't know how much would come to love these poems like friends. They hadn't realized how much the art of poetry would mean to them. And the fact that a poet, perhaps who lived ages ago, could somehow be speaking to them about their life. So it's a huge learning opportunity about just their own humanity, empathy, the power of language, the power of art. And also, I just see a lot of growth in self-confidence, of course, public speaking skills. And they have a great time meeting the other students, too. That's a highlight for them. Getting to see other kids, other high school age kids. This is a program for grades 9 through 12. Getting to see other high school students across all walks of life join in their love for this art form.
I definitely want to jump on a confidence builder. That's one of the things that I've noticed over the past few years is that confidence goes way up. I would meet students who had no interest or was just nervous, had a phobia around public speaking. And so just the efforts in being willing to try and say, okay, let me learn this poem and let me learn about what the poem is saying and speaking into my life. And then seeing them practice it over and over again and then take ownership to the words and realize that those words actually apply to their walk of life and they have an opportunity to express it from their body has been an amazing experience. And then getting there and then watching them on the stage, like on a full-on stage in front of people or televised or online, and them seeing themselves do that sort of work has been amazing. Yeah, and they come out of this wanting to do more. This is what I've noticed, that they come out of this feeling like I can do this and I can talk to different people and connect with different walks of life just because of a poem.
Do you find that you have repeat competitors year over year at the state level?
Oh, yes. If they weren't seniors last year, they're welcome to come back. And they loved it. They like I said, sometimes they're surprised at how attached they become to this strange activity of memorizing poems and performing them. No, it's amazing to hear and watch the students channel the beautiful language, the music and the insights of the poems they've chosen, the maturity with which they rise to this interpretation of a poem that was written by another person, not themselves, but they channel the poem as if they themselves had authored it. It's a beautiful thing to watch these performances and see the understanding and maturity of the interpretations.
Even when they insist that this is something, like in the past year, I believe there was a 9th grader, 10th grader. And I know, I think at the end of the season, they're like, can we come back next year? They were very much so determined. So I'm expecting to see some of the same students, contestants from last year, jump right into this without question.
And to be clear, the students aren't just winning a piece of paper. There is prize money associated with winning at the state level and at the national level. Can you share the prize money for both and why this is really such a fantastic program financially for those students as well?
Well, yes, there are prizes attached to the contest. And at the state level, the state champion will receive $200. Their school receives $500 to purchase poetry books for the library. And the state champion's trip to Washington, D.C. for the two-day festival, along with a chaperone, is covered by the Division of the Arts. And the runner-up at the state level also receives a cash prize, and their school receives $200 for purchasing library books for the school. But at the national level, that prize money gets bumped up quite a lot. The national winner each year is awarded a $20,000 scholarship, and the top 9 contestants are all awarded with scholarships. So it's quite an exciting night when the 9 finalists in Washington, D.C. come onto the stage.
Yeah, to be congratulated advancing to the state national, to the national level. So everyone is walking out of this with not only congratulatory, celebratory remarks from the audience on a national level, but they're also being celebrated through monetary means, right? And it helps and supports whatever their endeavors, you know, going to the collegiate level and just moving forward. And I love the fact that money is also given back to the schools or the organizations so that they can continue to support the power of poetic expression.
I want to take just a minute here to remind our listeners that you're tuned in to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Last year's winner for Delaware was Natalie Kim Ramos, a senior from St. Mark's High School. I wonder if you can reflect back on favorite moment of her recitation from last year.
Oh, gosh. I had so many great moments. I actually had, my reflection actually was in the preparation for the state finals. For getting her ready for the national finals. And so I just recall there was a moment when we were preparing and went to the school And I can't recall the exact details, but I think Natalie was just kind of having a moment in terms of getting the poetry out, although she had been doing the poetry for a while. And I said, let's freeze for a moment and let's just run up and down the auditorium. Like, let's just kind of exercise our bodies and get the mobility, because sharing the words is a part of also, it's a mobile experience. It's how your body moves. And so I remember us kind of picking spots in the auditorium, and then she was hollering the poem out from one spot and then hollering it from another spot and then going to another spot. And so not only was she moving around the space, but she was also moving her body and her vocal cords so that she can get in touch with the words. And that was exciting for me, because at the end of the day, Natalie had fun. Like, she started to laugh and she was just like, what are we doing? And then before you know it, she started to just enter the space and it became play. And that's when I was just like, yep, we're here. You got it. It's yours.
And I would add that although Natalie's poems were a wonderful collection, there are three poems that each student recites. Hers were a wonderful reflection of her different approaches to life. She could be very funny and she could also be very serious. One of her poems, A Barred Owl, was both funny and dark. And I would add that if you want an example of her, Natalie's outward optimistic and bubbly personality, take a look at How to Triumph Like a Girl by Ada Limón, the new U.S. Poet Laureate who's just been appointed. And you'll get an idea of the fun that Natalie had. It's reflected in the voice and in the mood and the heart of that poem. And there is a big heart in that poem, literally.
As we wrap up here, I want to give us an opportunity to remind teachers or adults how best they can go about creating a competition. And then students, what the next step would be for them in terms of preparing for an event like this. And then we'll wrap up by listening to Natalie's recitation from last year's competition.
Students, teachers, and interested people can go to the Delaware Division of the Arts and click on Poetry Out Loud. You can also go to the national website, poetryoutloud.org, to learn more.
And we want to emphasize that website is pretty thorough on a few different ways on how you can hold a competition. So the website is the key resource.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for joining me today to speak about the division's Poetry Out Loud competition. We're excited to receive registrations from schools, community centers, and other community organizations. If you're a student listening to this and are interested in learning more, please feel free to visit arts.delaware.gov. And on our programs tab, you'll see Poetry Out Loud as an option.
I would say that I just hope that schools and community organizations see this as an opportunity to encourage the youth to not only just participate, but to another way of them expressing themselves, just to cultivate that expression from within, because they don't always have an opportunity to express. We work, we work, we work, we do homework, we work, but this is fun.
Yeah, and I would say the contest at the state level, if you are representing Delaware, has an opportunity for you to submit your own work for a prize as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we look forward to another successful Poetry Out Loud year. Have a great day, both of you.
I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
Delaware State of the Arts is a weekly podcast that presents interviews with arts organizations and leaders who contribute to the cultural vibrancy of communities throughout Delaware. Delaware State of the Arts is provided as a service of the Delaware Division of the Arts in partnership with News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. The Delaware Division of the Arts, a branch of the Delaware Department of State, is committed to supporting the arts and cultivating creativity to enhance the quality of life in Delaware. Together with its advisory body, the Delaware State Arts Council, the division administers grants and programs that support arts programming, educate the public, increase awareness of the arts, and integrate the arts into all facets of Delaware life. To find out more about the division, visit arts.delaware.gov.